But Tony Shepherd has been good enough to join me, a man who has received an Order of Australia for his services to business, art and sport, Greater Western Sydney Giants chairman, and well-known and respected Australian business leader, who was on this program on the 9th of this month saying that he was hoping the AFL could find a better way to restart the season than the hubs option, and he might be about to maybe get his way. Welcome to you, Tony, firstly, and thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Dwayne.
How's Australia travelling right now?
Time.
It is. How's Australia travelling?
Well, look, I think we're heading for a significant economic crisis. So the sooner we can get business and the economy returning to normal, the less the impact will be and the sooner we'll get back to our normal prosperous self. But, yeah, I am concerned about where the economy's heading, as is the government, of all the governments, of course. So the sooner we can get back to normal, the better it's going to be for everybody. And a lot of people, as you know, Dwayne, a lot of people have lost their jobs or doing very short hours and what have you, and they're definitely feeling a serious pinch.
It sounds as if, and tell me if I'm wrong, that the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, wants to start slowly taking his foot off the brake.
He's exactly right. And that's the only thing you can do. You have to do that. It's very, in some respects, it's simpler just to say, oh, we'll have the brakes on for another 3 months. Yeah, but at the end of 3 months, we may not have any economy left and we'll have nothing to pay anybody with. So, we have to get that balance right. And I think relaxing the rules bit by bit, carefully, strict protocols, all of that sort of thing, yep, that's the way to go. And if, we get an outbreak because we've relaxed the rules too quickly, stop. Pause, reassess, that sort of thing. So I'm not saying holers, bollers, take all the restrictions off. I'm just saying do it progressively and do it carefully and monitor and test and what have you and just make sure that as we get the economy back to normal and people back to normal that we've got the protocols and procedures in place to protect us.
Richard Gorder, so the AFL... Go on, Tony.
Go on, sorry, go on.
No, Richard Gorder, the AFL Commission Chairman and yourself have been supportive of giving or feeding businesses a reason to maybe plan for the stepping back into the light from this weeks of doubt that we've had. It's an interesting scenario because we do have to give businesses a little bit of a carrot and sport people a little bit of a carrot to say, okay, start getting ready because the opportunity might be there.
Yes, I agree. Look, I think what they're doing now, the government is the federal government, and I think it's doing the right thing. They're coming to industries and sectors and businesses and saying, now, you come to us with a proposal to relax the rules and what you will do to protect your people and the community if we back off a bit. So it's really, I think, coming back on business now, and including the AFL. And the AFL's done a fantastic job. I heard the Minister for Health last night praise the AFL on their approach on this issue. He said they've been very constructive, they've taken independent expert advice, and their planning around the return to playing is really well developed and really well thought through, and it makes it much easier then for the governments to deal with them. So the AFL is actually being praised nationally as an example of a sector that says, look, we can get back and this is the way we'll go about it. Now, whether it's hubs or not, or multiple of hubs or whatever, I'm not sure, and the AFL will be making that call in the next week or so. But, they have gone about it scientifically and methodically so that they, ensure that there's no risk to the players, to the staff, and to the, to the club people that are involved in this return to playing. And there's obviously no risk to the community. And so I think they're handling it very professionally.
Can you see, envisage state border restrictions being relaxed mid-May?
Well, I think it comes back to this. If you just went to a state and said, take all your border restrictions off, they'll say, no, go away, we're not going to take that chance. But if you went to the state and said, look, this is a specific arrangements that we'll make in respect of an AFL game or playing AFL games, and this is the protections we'll build into it, that's a different question, isn't it? So it's really, you have to come forward to the state with a proposal which has, the procedures and protocols in place which convinces the state that it's okay in this particular instance to relax some of the restrictions.
So it's
really on a case-by-case basis, yeah. I guess.
But you can see round two happening without hubs if border restrictions get relaxed in May and football wants to start in late June, then they could be able to put a proposal to government where they say, okay, yep, we're doing it and we're flying in and we're flying out and playing because we're allowing that and we believe your protocol's okay.
They've got a couple of options, haven't they? They can just do the normal fly in, fly out that we do every week of the footy year. And, you know, the Giants and the West Coast Eagles fly all over the country, probably fly more than any other teams in the competition. And Freo's the same, of course. But, you know, we can do it that way or we can have a series of hubs. Now, I think the AFL's developed the hubs concept and they've got, you know, a lot of restrictions and procedures and what have you in place. And having a multiple number of hubs, I think, is a lot better than having one single big hub where you put all your eggs in one basket. So that makes sense. But, you know, they are in these discussions with the health authorities at each of the states and the federal level, and they'll come up with hopefully the optimum solution. But I'm confident we'll be back in July. I'm pretty confident we will. But what form it will take, I guess, will depend on these discussions with the various health authorities, including the federal one.
And I spoke
We'll be back, but I've got my respect for the AFL has grown over this and the way they've handled it. I think they've done an outstanding job, and they've handled it with a great sense of responsibility and certainly taking the best possible advice.
But I think that advice would be from people like yourself and Richard Goyder, who have an opportunity to understand the way the government and the business people that are at the high end of business in Australia are thinking to try and get the economy back, and the economy includes AFL back.
Yes, I agree. Look, we're a very broad society in the AFL with a lot of contacts and business experience and, you know, deep knowledge of politics and how it operates in Australia, and many of us involved with companies that are deeply impacted by this dreaded virus. So, you know, but we're all committed to one thing is bring the thing under control and get the economy back to operation as soon as possible.
Talking to Tony Shepherd, Greater Western City Giants Chairman. Tony, I spoke to Corey Wingard, South Australian Sports Minister, yesterday, and he said that he thought that the Adelaide hub was still an option for South Australia. So smaller hubs and a group of hubs, different hubs around Australia, would mean a shorter stay in the hubs, which might be more palatable for the players.
I think so. Look, we've got to look at the psychological impact on the players as well. You know, you're away from your family and your home and for an extended period of time. And after, you know, all of this experience of lockdown and what have you, these are high energy, you know, highly motivated young people. And, you know, you've got to have a look at the psychological impact of being locked away for an extended period as well. So, you know, I think that's, you know, that I think Corey's probably hit the nail on the head there.
How long's too long to ask players to stay in a hub, do you think, Tony? Is a month enough or 5 weeks?
I don't know. I'm not an expert in this. I'm not an expert in psychology. And, you know, I suppose, you know, you really need to talk to the experts about that. But, I wouldn't want to speculate on the how long is too long. I do know this, that all of the Giants players would almost make any sacrifice to get back to play. They are just, there are so, and I'm sure the other teams are the same, there's so much pent-up energy there and frustration that almost put up with anything. But, you know, we do have to look at the psychological impact of lockdown and what that might do to them too. So, you know, the AFL again is, I think, looking at all those aspects.
Great to have a chat to you, Tony. I love the fact that you think the best case scenario is a June start.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's probably July now. I've got to be more realistic. I think it's by the time you sort out all of these details, give the boys a good month of training, I think you've got to be realistic. It's probably going to be July. But anyway, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to July.
We all are, Tony. We've got to get... Hey, before we let you go, the private ownership debate has advanced further than it's ever. We talked about it a month ago, and your club's been talking about, you know, your investors as well. Can you see that being a way out down the track for a club who just can't get themselves to balance their books?
Well, it is a possibility. Look, I think we've got more pressing immediate problems at the moment, which is really to get the competition back going again, and then we can look at the fine tuning and where do we go in the future on this. But I don't see that as a priority at the moment. I think our priority at the moment is keep our team well, safe and happy, keep our staff engaged, and a lot of them are working very hard and short-staffed, and just get back to action, and then we can look at the other stuff. But that's certainly not a focus at the moment at the Giants.
Great to have you, Tony. Really appreciate you lending me a couple of minutes of your time. Thanks again, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Brian. Talk to you later.